BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The American pro-gun lobby group, the National Rifle Association, has filed a federal lawsuit over gun control legislation that had just been signed into law in Florida. The NRA says the law, which raises the legal age to buy guns from 18 to 21, violates the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. The legislation was put forward in the wake of the Parkland school shooting in Florida. Our correspondent in Washington, Chris Buckler, says student activism for further gun controls will carry on.
It is true that those students have brought this to the front pages and really put the pressure on politicians. They're continuing to try to bring forward their campaign and put it back into people's minds on a constant basis. At the end of the month, they've organised a march that will take place here in Washington, and also there will be marches elsewhere in America. It's called the March for Our Lives, and it's an attempt to try and change the gun laws, not just in Florida, but right across America.
President Trump has tweeted that a deal with North Korea is, as he put it, very much in the making. If completed, he wrote, it would be a very good one for the world. Earlier, his spokeswoman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, said a proposed meeting between the president and the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, would not happen unless Washington saw concrete steps or actions by Pyongyang. Here's Barbara Plett-Usher.
President Trump apparently made the decision to meet Kim Jong-un immediately, as soon as he got the invitation. That's left his staff and advisers scrambling to catch up with how to handle a very high-level meeting on a very complex topic. The White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders batted away reporter suggestions that Mr. Trump was giving Kim Jong-un exactly what he wanted, respect and international stature, without any concessions.
One of Italy's most wanted fugitives is to be extradited from Uruguay after 23 years on the run from convictions for mafia association and drug trafficking. Rocco Morabito was detained in the resort of Punta del Este last year. He'd been living there for more than 10 years under a false identity. World News from the BBC.